Joining me on the line from Lusaka in Zambia is Laura Miti, Head of Alliance of Community Action. Laura, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Let's start off, I suppose, by understanding why Hikainde Hichilema is in prison and why is he facing a treason trial?
Well, the official reason is that he tried to usurp the powers of the presidency, and we are told that he tried to do that in a traffic incident in Mongo. I suppose everybody knows that he himself, because the president is unhappy with his refusal to verbally declare that President Lungu won the elections in August last year.
So that is the official reason. That then suggests that there is an unofficial reason. Would you care to share that?
I'm saying the reason why I think this is an official reason is because the criminal charges don't make any sense. They would not stand up in any court of law. So we imagine that the reason that Hakainde is in cell is because the government is unhappy with his refusal to declare that President Lungu won the elections last year. That is not a crime in itself. So they had to trump up some charges, and it seems that Hakainde offered himself during a traffic incident in Mongu, in Western Zambia, last month, or a couple of months now.
The tensions, if we can call them that, in Zambia, are something that we in South Africa are, or can be rather, oblivious to. And in all fairness, and this is sad for me to admit, had Musima Emane not been deported in the manner that he was, we probably would not have brought this story to the attention of our listeners in Cape Town. Give us a sense of the political picture in Zambia right now. We have a very special history with Zambia and Lusaka particularly. You know, Lusaka was home to many of our current political leadership during the struggle against apartheid. So there's a closeness, an affinity to Zambia that we share in South Africa. But for some reason, we're quite oblivious to the reality of Zambians on the ground. Seemingly, our line there to Laura has been, well, we can't hear her. We're going to try and find out what the cause may be and hopefully get her on a different line so that we can just educate ourselves about the state of politics in Zambia right now. This is following the rather unsavory manner that officials at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport dealt with the arrival of Democratic Alliance leader Musima Emane to go and show his support for the leader of the Zambian opposition, Hikainde Hichilema. And obviously, Musima Emane addressing the media yesterday in front of the Zambian embassy. And there have been some exchange of words, which, and interestingly enough, South Africans, well, some South Africans have been saying on the one hand, well, that is Zambia. They can do whatever it is that they want. What business is it of ours? And I certainly tend to agree with a school of thought that says, no, this is happening on our continent, and therefore we should be mindful of what is happening, because if we live according to a particular philosophy in South Africa, surely it's a philosophy that we wish for the rest of Africa as well. We're back with Laura Miti, the head of Alliance of Community Action. Laura, for some reason, we were not able to connect in answering my last question, which is me asking you to paint the picture of the reality of Zambians right now, because we're quite oblivious sometimes in South Africa as to what is happening and what is the plight of Zambians in Zambia today.
Oh, so yes, so I was saying that after the last elections that were won on the thinnest of margins by the PF and the current president, Lungu, the country has been very polarized. And that is particularly because the opposition disputed those results and tried to go to court. The case was thrown out on a technicality, leaving the opposition very unhappy with their supporters. And on the other hand, you find the president had failed to really enjoy his presidency or even begin to run the country. So we're still somehow in electoral mode with a very polarized country. opposition members and opposition sympathizers who feel that the PF stole the election, and the PF who keep saying to everybody, can you get over it already? The next election is in 2021. And for that reason, there are very heightened political tensions in the country.
Is there a legal way, I suppose, of resolving some of the tensions? Because you know, the next election, as you say, is in what, 3.5-4 years away from now? And I imagine that the country cannot sustain this level of tension up until the next election.
I don't know that there is a legal way, because the legal way was taking the petition to court and having it resolved. But unfortunately, the court failed the country on that count. So they threw out the case on the technicality. And if you throw out a political case on which so many political creatures ride, and you have members of half the country as people who voted for a particular party, then you're asking for trouble. And I think that is the biggest problem we're sitting with. Had the court even declared, heard the evidence from the opposition and declared that President Lungu had won the election fairly, I think we'd be in a completely different space. And so I don't see what the legal option is. And what we're seeing happening in the courts now is the opposition leader facing treason charges. So the courts are not being entirely helpful in Zambia right now.
And the assertions made by the opposition leader who is in prison, Hakainde Hichilema, that we're going to be seeing a dictatorship within a matter of weeks. Do you agree with those sentiments?
Well, I don't know that I say we'll be seeing a dictatorship in a matter of weeks, but what I would agree with is that our democracy has taken long strides backwards. So the same things that are happening now that we would never have imagined just a few short years ago. We've had opposition leaders arrested before, but we've been able to tell what the case is, what this person is charged with. Right now, it feels that the charges are very trumped up. It feels as if it's an abuse of power. And so, yes, I would say that our democracy is in trouble.
And Laura, the news of Musi Maimane being treated, I suppose, in the manner that he was, how has that been received by the people of Zambia?
Again, it depends what color of political party T-shirt someone wears. But I think I'll give you the answer from the neutrals. I think there's a sense of shock. Again, we've seen things happen that we never would have thought happened. So it is very worrying. Most people feel that most of my money should have been allowed to come in, go to court, visit his friend, like he said, and be escorted out of the country, past the airport. There's nothing that he could have done, really. So to say he would have interfered with the court processes, what would he have done? Would he have taken the judge for a drink? What would he have done? I mean, it's ridiculous. So there's a sense that this particular government, in its exercise of power, is worryingly excessive. It abuses its power. And I think it's because there's no one to hold it to account. So the opposition leader is in prison, as it were, and civil society voices and the media, that space has shrunk to a large extent, and so there's nobody to ask questions or to answer to.
Laura Miti, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Laura Miti talking to us from Lusaka. She's the head of Alliance of Community Action.